This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump returned to the Oval Office at the White House Wednesday just 2 days after being released from a medical facility after being diagnosed with COVID-19. In a video released on his Twitter account, the president thanked his doctors and praised the experimental antibody treatment he received at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center.
They gave me Regeneron. It's called Regeneron. And other things, too, but I think this was the key. But they gave me Regeneron, and it was, like, unbelievable. I felt good immediately. I felt as good 3 days ago as I do now.
Earlier Wednesday, Trump's doctor said the president continues to make progress in his recovery, does not have a fever, and has been symptom-free for 24 hours. However, returning to work goes against the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention guidelines, which say that individuals should stay isolated for 10 days after symptom onset. More than 20 people in the president's inner circle have tested positive for the coronavirus. Vice President Mike Pence and his Democratic challenger, California Senator Kamala Harris, meet in a debate in a few hours that will offer starkly different visions for a country confronting escalating crises. AP's Julie Walker reports.
University of Michigan debate director Aaron Call says there's a lot of pressure on Pence.
I think it's going to be an excellent debate. I certainly wouldn't underestimate Mike Pence after the performance that he delivered in 2016. There's so much at stake.
Butler University professor Gregory Shufelt says Pence needs to deliver.
Things have not been moving in the right direction for the Trump-Pence ticket. So I think that really probably changes the trajectory of Vice President Pence will really need to be on offense.
They both agree it will be a very different debate than Trump-Biden. I'm Julie Walker.
This is VOA News. Two Islamic State militants from Britain appeared before a U.S. federal court on Wednesday to face charges in a gruesome campaign of torture, beheadings, and other violence against four Americans and others captured and held hostage in Syria. El Shafi El Sheikh and Alexander Cote are two of four men dubbed the Beatles by the hostages they held captive because of their British accent. U.S. Attorney Zachary Terwilliger spoke after the two militants from Britain made their initial appearance in federal court.
Today was the initial appearance. Because these individuals were indicted, which means the grand jury has already determined there's probable cause for their offenses, there will be no preliminary hearing. This probable cause is established.
A federal grand jury issued an 8-count indictment that accuses the men of being leading participants in a brutal hostage-taking scheme, which resulted in the deaths of Western hostages, including American journalist James Foley. The former Minneapolis police officer charged in the death of George Floyd that set off worldwide demonstrations on racial inequality has been freed on bond, AP's Mike Gracia reports.
Derek Chauvin, a former Minneapolis police officer charged in the death of George Floyd, posted bail Wednesday and was released from custody. According to court documents, Chauvin posted a $1 million bond. Chauvin is charged with second-degree murder, third-degree murder, and manslaughter. It was Chauvin who bystander video captured with his knee on the handcuffed Floyd's neck for several minutes before Floyd died on May 25th. The video set off protests around the world. Chauvin and three other since-fired officers also charged in Floyd's death are currently scheduled to be tried together in March. I'm Mike Gracia.
After coming ashore on Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula on Wednesday, Hurricane Delta has moved back into the Gulf of Mexico and is headed towards Louisiana. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Delta hit Cancun in Mexico as a Category 2 hurricane. Forecasters say Delta will get to Category 3, headed to Governor John Bel Edwards State, Louisiana. He says people need to act fast.
You need to be where you intend to be as you ride out the storm.
Forecasters say Delta could reach land near Terry Guarisco's house in Morgan City, Louisiana. He usually sleeps through these storms.
I have a feeling of doom about my house. And I have a good house and strong, but you never know.
Aubrey Truxillo is hoping Delta takes a sharp turn.
Hunker down, that's all you can do. We've lucked out twice.
Last month, Hurricane Sally was a miss, making landfall in Alabama. I'm Ed Donahue.
For more, visit voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.